throw out any roots you would stump, to get out tree stumps, and you would cut with a farrow. You would cut your land to get down deep before you plowed. And at first, you didn't plow as deep as you would after you had planted a crop or two, because you did not want too much of the lower soil mixed in with the upper soil. You wanted to take advantage of the richness of the top soil.
Right. Okay, what things would you say were the problem? Before I say that, cotton and tobacco and corn were grown in a
field.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other names for field?
No.
Patch.
Patch was usually used for the garden, for the vegetable garden close to the house. You would have a vegetable patch which was separately fenced, and all farms had to be fenced because of the roving animals.
Okay, what type of fences were used?
In the early days, split rail fences, and these fences could be moved without any damage to other areas, and it was a common practice here for farmers, particularly around the house, to put chicken pens or hog pens around their fruit trees in order to self-fertilize and keep the weeds down. And then the split rail fences would be moved to other areas of the orange groves or the grape arbors or whatever. And this way you didn't have to weed the plots, nor did you have to fertilize the plots. With chickens and pigs, the chickens would pick up the seed and the small pieces, the pigs would root and cultivate the soil for you. Now, later we imported the regular wire fencing, and we put in post and stretched wire fencing.
Right. What would you call that kind of wire fence that you might catch your pants on when you try to climb over it?
We called it bob, B-O-B, instead of barb, bob wire.
Okay. And what about some other names for some wooden fences that we used?
Paling, a picket fence. Palings were split pickets, and I have split palings in the swamp. We would find a straight-grained cypress tree, saw it down, saw the blocks, as we called the rings of wood, into the proper lengths. If it was to be a 5 or a 6 foot fence or a 3 foot fence, our block would be 3 feet or 5 feet. And using a chisel called a furrow and a wooden mallet, usually a second growth piece of very knotty wood, we would drive this furrow through the log, splitting off the right thickness for our paling. And we also made shingles, shakes, in the same way, by measuring a block of the wood 16, 18 inches long, or the length of our shingle maybe up to 24 inches. We would split the right thickness, and with a holding bench, Schnitzelbunk in German, we would hold one end of the shingle and with a draw knife draw down the other end, which went which gave the overlapping shingle a chance to not be too high. And these hand-drawn shingles, in looking up at a roof